Now, lung cancer remains our country's deadliest cancer, claiming around 1,800 lives each year. Yet, despite its impact, the country still lacks a national screening program, unlike Australia and England. Dr. Rajiv Kumar is a member of the Asthma and Respiratory Foundation Scientific Advisory Board. He's a medical oncologist specialising in lung cancer and is with us for a kōrero to start off our program this morning. Rajiv, tēnā koe. My name's Dale. Thank you so much for joining us on Radio Wāte. Tēnā koe. I think we might be right now. Are you there, Rajiv? It's me, Dale. This end. Kia ora.
I'm there now.
Okay, thanks very much. Good to talk with you. Rajiv, as mentioned, from the Asthma and Respiratory Foundation Scientific Advisory Board. Well, we don't know what causes cancer. Oh, there are some causes, of course, but it's hit and miss, really, who's going to get it and who's not. But for lung cancer, far too many people in New Zealand are dying from lung cancer, and sadly, many, many Māori. What's wrong about our country's response to lung cancer screening, do you think, and early detection, Rajiv?
Oh, look, I think lung cancer has always been the silent killer, as we've kind of labelled it as. And look, often I think when it does cause symptoms in patients, often, you know, as you say, it's a cough or...
Rajiv, are you there still, mate?
Yeah, I'm still here. Sorry about that. I'm not sure what's happening with the sound. We've got little gremlins in the system.
Yeah, it would seem that way. I was just asking, have there been barriers or challenges in pushing for a national screening program? How would that play out, and why haven't we got one?
So look, I think it's taken a wee while to get the data to tell us that screening is useful. So one of the key things with lung cancer is what we call the silent killer. So, you know, we've got a ribbon for most of our cancers, and the lung cancer one's clear because you can't see it. And so often when people actually do, or patients do present with things like a cough or coughing up of blood, often suggesting that the cancer is quite an advanced stage already. And so that's why we need a screening program where we can look at our whānau who don't have actually any symptoms but have risk factors. Screening has recently, or in the last couple of years, been shown to be useful in picking up cancer early and, most importantly, improving in terms of saving lives for our whānau as well. And so it's an important set of information that we've now got. But the trick is to try and figure out how can we fit that information to New Zealand and our geography and actually our patient groups, including Māori and Pacifica, who so that's one of the key goals for the government. And lung cancer screening has actually been looked into, and it's actually being set up and will potentially be rolled out in the next upcoming years or so.
Tēnā koe, I am familiar with a study of both smokers and ex-smokers, Māori, middle-aged, that's been undertaken by Auckland University. In fact, I participated, to be honest, and this was a partial MRI to try and identify lung cancers early. Is this a precursor to a nationwide screening program if the trial is successful? And are you familiar with this one, Rajiv, and where that's sitting?
Correct. So, yes, I'm familiar with that study. So what we're doing is a low-dose CT scan. So rather than a chest X-ray, it's a little bit more upbeat than that, but it's not the proper CT scan that you have if you go into the emergency department or hospital. So it's just a very low dose of radiation that they give you. And the purpose of it is to try and figure out who actually needs it. So that's the current work that's been done through many agencies and Ministry of Health, trying to figure out actually how do we figure out and we get the best bang for our buck in terms of figuring out who actually needs it, but also trying to figure out who we don't overcall cancers or lumps and bumps and put people into a diagnostic pathway unnecessarily, put them through a whole bunch of investigations. So that work is coming along, but it's about making sure that we get the settings right for New Zealand, but also specifically for a Māori whānau to actually be able to access this resource.
Is there...
I
didn't mean to interrupt. You just finished your thought, please, bro.
Yeah, so there's also lots of work being done up and down the country with lots of New Zealand researchers, for example. In Auckland, we know that Professor Sue Kringle is doing some work specifically looking at which patient groups can benefit from lung cancer screening, and particularly what are the metrics we need for the different people in the different settings, particularly for Māori and Pacifica to be able to access this in an equitable fashion, and other age settings, right? For example, is the gender thing, is the right gender mix the right thing? The smoking history, how much of a smoking history do you need as well? So that work is coming, and it'll be rolled out in the upcoming next couple of years or so.
It's seen as a cancer caused by smoking, and I'm not denying that that would be the case, but because it is caused by smoking, do you think that there is any sort of subtle references that, oh, well, if you're smoking, this is, you know, your fault, that was a lifestyle decision, and if you get lung cancer, well, so be it. Do you think they're working as hard on developing a program, bearing in mind that some might think that if you're getting lung cancer, it's your fault?
Oh, look, I think that stigma is always there, and particularly when you've got any with any cancer, not just, you know, lung cancer, where there's some sort of environmental thing or something that the individual does as well. So that stigma is there, and we can't deny it, but I think we do need to move on from looking beyond that as well. And also, we can't underestimate the amount of passive smoking that people sometimes get as part of a household as well, but also in the work environment. And look, things like smoking cessation, the goal that we did have of smoking cessation in Aotearoa, those are the goals that we're trying to get, you know, reduce the incidence of smoking to actually bring those smoking rates down as well. So I think it does go hand in hand. And we do know that smoking rates around New Zealand are coming down. So I think it's a good measure that goes hand in hand, or a good intervention that goes hand in hand with lung cancer screening. But we know that people have had the exposure already, so even though people will stop smoking, they've been exposed to that chemical, and obviously we need to look out for those in probably about another next 20 years or so, probably. Hopefully with time, as smoking cessation kicks in, we probably won't need things like this, but for now we do need it.
Okay. Well, we know that, look, it's not just smoking, is it? Crikey, there could be air pollution causing lung cancer too. Certainly asbestosis. And a lot of guys who've worked in the construction industry of yesteryear, I know of one of our whānau friends died at 52. He was a builder. And another mate, he's probably knocking sort of mid-60s now, but he's been a spray painter, a car spray painter. So there are many reasons why we might contract lung cancer. Okay, we know that smoking is a major cause, but many people actually get lung cancer who never smoked. Am I right in believing that?
Yeah, so we're seeing small groups of the never smokers coming through as well. And you're quite right, people working in a kind of manual industrial jobs that are labor intensive, particularly things like dust particles. So like one common one is obviously asbestos, but there's lots of good regulation around there within New Zealand about asbestos exposure. The other one is obviously things like silica or other little dust particles. So when people are working in these, when lots of particles kind of floating around in the air and stuff, and they inhale it. So those are things that are also associated with cancer risk. It's not generally a genetic disease. So unlike some cancers that we see in our whānau with breast cancer, for example, doesn't seem to be a very genetically driven cancer. So it is predominantly environmental things. And one of the other key things that we need to bear in mind, and we can't forget, is things like vaping. So vaping, we think, for example, that if you do one, if you reduce your smoking consumption, or cigarette consumption, and switch to vaping, or do both together, we also think that, you know, that might reduce our risk, but actually does increase the risk as well by about threefold. So vaping is not necessarily the safer option for our smokers and trying to quit smoking.
Tēnā koe. So the signs and what to do about it. Tāne Māori, our Māori men, are disproportionately affected about the importance of early detection and screening. And it's not just our men, is it? Because Wahine Māori too have higher smoking rates than mainstream. What signs should we be looking out for?
you're correct. Smoking is coming down in men, but obviously slowly increasing in women. But the key things are, it's a very subtle sign. So I think it's things that people often ignore to say, oh, it's probably a chest infection or something. So a cough is the most common thing, but a cough, you know, if you've got an infection, it'll go away. Whereas if it's not going away, after about, you know, 4 weeks or so, you do need to have that checked up. So a cough is quite key. But when you're coughing up blood, that's even more important to go and have that looked at and assessed. You know, a doctor will not ignore you if you have that particular symptom. And then the other thing is, sometimes we think we've pulled a rib or some chest discomfort. But again, if that symptom doesn't go away after for 4 weeks or so, that does need to be seen to and looked at by your doctor. And obviously, we've been talking about screening, but now we're talking about patients who have symptoms or people who have symptoms. So screening is when people don't have any symptoms and you're well, and we're trying to pick up things that may be there potentially because you are at risk. Whereas what we're now talking about is people who've actually got symptoms. So this is more diagnosis. And for this, often we would go to see your GP, and you'd get a chest x-ray done. And if there's any shadowing there, we'd obviously refer you on to other specialties to have that looked at further, and diagnoses are made through that pathway.
Dr. Rajiv Kumar is our guest today from the Aspirant Respiratory Foundation Scientific Advisory Board. Now, I know politically it's a hot topic because they don't like to direct funds now at Māori. Mm-hmm. But if we were looking at a needs-based model, Māori would still feature mm-hmm. prominently, would it not? So, I mean, ditch the politics about it. There's nothing racial about targeting monies for Māori because it's Māori where the need is greatest. Would you agree with that, Ravish?
Correct. So Māori whānau are like about 3 or 4 times more likely to be affected by lung cancer than our non-Māori cohort. So we know that data is there. So it's a statistic, it's a fact, it's there. Yeah, you're right. And I think it is important to make sure that it's about access as well. So how do we make a system that actually our whānau can access, because Māori patients tend to generally live more in the rural kind of setting rather than our urban cities. And that's changing a little bit, but I think the people who are at risk do need to be caught. And these people often do live in more rural kind of outreach areas. So how do we get things like screening and these interventions that we put in to make sure we get to the groups that we need in? And, you know, things like, for example, low-dose CT scans, you know, you need a specialized machine. So it's not something that's always available in a rural setting. So for screening things like that, we often put these things in the back of a bus, take them out to the country, park them up in the car park, people roll on up and have screening things done like that. So I think we are moving towards strategies like that to make sure that we have equitable access for our whānau living in rural communities, because New Zealand's kind of quite unique in that respect compared to some other countries where it's all urban.
Well, I guess to get a screening program of this type, you just need intent and commitment. And by raising the issue as we are this morning, and no doubt in other platforms as well, Rajiv, more will be known.
I think the government has allocated funding towards screening, I think, and it's just more about figuring out how do we make the best screening program to get the people who actually need it as well. So this is includes our Māori whānau, and includes the whānau living up in rural communities as well. So, for example, up north or far down south as well.
Well, I thank you for joining us. I'll put that question to our next guest, who's the Minister of Māori Development, with us today, Rajiv Kumar, from the Asthma and Respiratory Foundation's Advisory Board. Thanks so much, Rajiv. All the best going forward.
Have a good day.
Cheers. Tēnā koe. Thank you very much.